You've done the training. The miles are in your legs. Your nutrition plan is dialed. Then the night before the race arrives, and your brain decides to remind you of every possible way things could go wrong. This is race day anxiety, and nearly every runner experiences it, from first-time 5K participants to Olympic marathoners. The difference between those who let it derail their performance and those who race well despite it comes down to understanding and preparation. Why your body creates pre-race anxiety. Anxiety before a race is your sympathetic nervous system preparing you for a demanding physical event. And it does this reliably, whether you want it to or not. Heart rate increases, adrenaline releases, blood flow shifts to major muscle groups. These are the same physiological responses that will help you run faster once the gun goes off. The problem is interpretation. Research on anxiety reappraisal, led by Allison Wood Brooks at Harvard Business School, found that the physiological signatures of anxiety and excitement are nearly identical. The difference is cognitive, how you label the sensation. Runners who interpret pre-race butterflies as, "My body is getting ready," consistently outperform those who interpret the same sensations as, "Something is wrong." The physical state is the same. The narrative changes the outcome. The 48-hour mental prep window. Effective race day mental preparation doesn't start at the starting line. Sports psychology research points to a 48-hour window where specific mental skills make the biggest impact. 2 days before. Race visualization. This is when structured visualization is most effective. Using the Pedalpi imagery model, mentally rehearse the race from start to finish. Not the highlights reel. The entire experience, including the hard parts. Visualize the first mile, when adrenaline makes you want to go out too fast. Visualize the middle miles, when the novelty wears off and effort feels high. Visualize the final push, when your legs are heavy, but the finish line is close. Include specific strategies for each phase. What will you focus on? What will your cadence feel like? What cue words will you use? When your body encounters these moments on race day, your brain will recognize them. Familiarity reduces threat perception. The night before, arousal regulation. Sleep disruption before a race is extremely common and largely harmless. One night of poor sleep does not meaningfully impact endurance performance, according to research published in Sports Medicine. But the anxiety about poor sleep can create a cascading stress response. Instead of trying to force sleep, focus on physiological calm. Diaphragmatic breathing, 5 seconds in, 7 seconds out, activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Progressive muscle relaxation, starting from the feet and working up, reduces physical tension that accumulates from taper-week restlessness. The goal is not perfect sleep. The goal is a calm body, even if the mind is still active. Race morning. Activation calibration. Need a structured protocol? See the 5-minute mental warm-up for a step-by-step pre-performance routine. Different runners need different arousal levels to perform optimally. This is Hanin's individual zone of optimal functioning, EIZCUF theory, and it's one of the most validated concepts in sports psychology. Some runners perform best when they are calm and relaxed at the start line. Others need to feel fired up and aggressive. Neither is wrong. What matters is knowing your zone and having tools to get there. If you tend to be overactivated, jittery, shallow breathing, racing thoughts, use box breathing and slow music to bring your arousal down. If you tend to be underactivated, flat, sluggish, disconnected, use power poses, up-tempo music, and self-talk cues to elevate. Managing the wall. Mental strategies for miles, 1822. For marathon and half-marathon runners, the most critical mental skill is managing the point where glycogen depletion, muscular fatigue, and psychological doubt converge. Runners call it hitting the wall. Psychologists call it the moment where cognitive strategies determine whether you slow, maintain, or push. 3 evidence-based techniques for this phase. Associative focus. Direct attention to body signals, cadence, breathing rhythm, and form. Research shows elite runners use associative strategies, monitoring the body, more than dissociative strategies, trying to distract from pain. Paying attention to your body gives you control over pace and form when both want to deteriorate. Segmenting. Break the remaining distance into smaller chunks. Instead of, I have 8 miles left, think, I just need to get to the next mile marker. Cognitive load is reduced when the perceived task is smaller. Motivational self-talk. Short, specific phrases like strong and smooth or 1 mile at a time activate the motor cortex differently than evaluative self-talk like, you're doing great. Research by Blanchfield et al., 2014, found that motivational self-talk training reduced perceived exertion and improved endurance performance by 18%. After the race, the debrief. The most overlooked mental skill in running is the post-race debrief. Within 24 hours of finishing, take 10 minutes to write down what worked mentally, what didn't, and what you'd change next time. This is not journaling for therapy. It's data collection for your mental training. Over time, this practice builds a personal database of what works for your brain under pressure. Every race becomes a data point, not just a result. The takeaway: race day anxiety is energy to channel. The runners who perform closest to their physical potential on race day are not the ones who feel no anxiety. They are the ones who have trained their mental skills with the same discipline they train their legs. The physical training got you to the start line. The mental training gets you to the finish line at the pace you actually trained for. Ready for a structured approach? Follow our 4-week mental training plan for runners to build these skills systematically. And if you want to understand why generic meditation apps fall short for race prep, read Why Sports Psychology Apps Beat Generic Meditation.